6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Tuesday, April 19, 2022. You know, it's really funny. I was just cutting up with our board op, Todd, and I mean, it's hysterical. He said, I'm getting ready for the satanic holiday. I'm sacrificing a couple of chicken breasts and I'm putting them on the open fire. Yeah, because we were talking about that in their first hour. I found that quite humorous. 844-769-2944 is the number to call in. You are listening to us on shortwave. That's right. WWCR 13.845 megahertz. We are streaming live on shortwave from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. We're on radio stations all across the country. And if you happen to be listening to us on thepowerhour.com and you want to hear us on your local radio station, call them up and let them know and we'll get them on our wavelength here so that they can pick up our signal like many radio stations across the country are doing right now. Yeah, here's something that's interesting if it wasn't on your schedule. The Power Hour is going to be streaming live the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour. This is what is going to be happening May 13th and 14th. Yes, I know, Friday the 13th. Knock off the superstition, folks. This is all really a great thing. I've been to the one in Dallas. I'm going to the one in Myrtle Beach. The difference is I didn't do any speaking on stage in Dallas. I am going to be speaking in Myrtle Beach from 11:15 to 11:30 on Saturday the 14th, talking about how the left-wing media has destroyed America. You know, we still can salvage all of this, and if it wasn't for people like Clay Clark, who has a website called ThriveTimeShow.com and TimeToFreeAmerica.com, if it wasn't for him, we'd all be in the dark. But, you know, this is the thing. We are going around the country with General Michael Flynn, Eric Trump, all these brand name speakers that are just totally plugged in, know what's going on. And Clay Clark, welcome to the show. Tell us about what's coming up.
Well, I can tell you this. First off, thank you for anybody listening right now. And if I get abducted by an alien, which seems par for the course today, as you have people on the planet Earth that are actually celebrating Satan today. I mean, unbelievable. But if I do get abducted by an alien, I encourage everybody, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. TimeToFreeAmerica.com/revelation to continue the conversation. And what's happening is what we are doing on the Reawaken America tour is we are contrasting the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. We all know President Donald J. Trump is fighting for our country as we know it, but do we know who is leading the Great Reset? And I believe that most people do not have any idea who Klaus Schwab and who Yuval Noah Harari is. And so what we're doing on the tour right now is we are really focusing on exposing Yuval Noah Harari, the lead advisor. By the way, a man who is referred to as a prophet and a man who is praised by the likes of Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Barack Obama. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. And so we are really focusing on exposing the corruption of Yuval Noah Harari.
And this guy, if you've ever seen any of his YouTube videos, and here's the thing, YouTube is not censoring this guy. No, they're right in your face with this stuff, right, Clay?
Well, you know, check this out. He was asked, the New York Times hosted a thing called the Athens Democracy Forum, whatever that means. And they interview him, and they said, how has COVID-19 it changed the world? And this is what he had to say. This is Yuval Noah Harari speaking out loud at the Athens Democracy Forum hosted by the New York Times. Listen to this.
Maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Because really, we haven't seen anything yet. I think that the big process that's happening right now in the world is hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you go. And for that, the most important data is not what you read and who you meet and what you buy, it's what's happening inside your body.
So, do you think that the average person knows that COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination, ID, AI, and that it was all about putting surveillance under your skin? I mean, do you think the average person knows that?
You know, I don't think they do. But, I, you know, this is one of the things when I saw COVID-19, I said, well, there's got to be something to it. And this thing, Certificate of Vaccination ID 19, which is AI, the number 1 and 9 of the symbols for A and I. I mean, I was looking at that, and I probably, like, last year I knew this, and I'm going, man, there is no way I'm taking that jab. There's no way I'm having a PCR swab stuck up my nose. This is nefarious behavior. Somebody is out to get us. 220 million-plus people have been fooled by our government because they put our faith in government, and our government has turned away from God.
You are correct, and you know I will tell this. I want to encourage your listeners out there. Think about the lineup of who's coming to the Reawaken America tour in South Carolina. By the way, folks, we have 7 tickets remaining. If you want to get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, Myrtle Beach. That's May 13th and 14th. President Trump has 5 people very close to him. He has Eric Trump, his son. He's on the tour. Kash Patel is joining us in South Carolina. President Trump's chief of staff is joining us on the tour. You have General Flynn joining us on the tour. Peter Navarro has joined us on the tour. You are joining us on the tour. Yes, the host of the Power Hour joining us on the Reawaken America tour. What's happening is the people that know what's going on are all gravitating towards the platform that allows them to share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's what the Reawaken America tour is all about. We're not going to have it at Matt Schlapp, CPAC crap. No, we are going to be sharing the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about with CPAC, CPAC was an event that over time, certain influences began to get involved in certain sponsorships, and all of a sudden, if you follow the money, CPAC, you know, required masks. Remember that? CPAC required masks. What? So what happens is that most people, we start off wanting to share the truth, but it's called the love of money. So if you look up at the Bible, it says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, what does this have to do with the tour? I want everyone to know this right now. On the Reawaken America tour, we are being sued by Eric Coomer. Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, Eric Coomer. You know, the same Eric Coomer that ran a perfectly good working, moving vehicle into a parked building during the day while intoxicated. Then he lied about it to police while they were wearing a body cam. They filmed him on camera lying to the police officers. That Eric Coomer is suing us. I don't take any salary or income from these events. And I'm just saying this because I'm not paying you to speak. I'm not paid to speak. Whistleblowing nurse Erin Olszewski, I'm not paying her to speak. Pastor Leon Benjamin, I'm not paying him to speak. Dr. Jane Ruby, not paying him to speak. Kash Patel, not paying him to speak. Well, what's our motive? Our motive is to save the nation. We got to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, get back to God. So if anybody out there, if you are wanting to see the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, if you're into 1 Timothy 6:10, which reads, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. If you believe that if you're willing to just seek the whole truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, even if it is embarrassing for Republicans, even if it's demoralizing for Democrats, you're going to love the Reawaken America tour. But if you want fake rhinos, you want to go to an event where you hear half the truth, and, you know, today's event is sponsored by Big Pharma, where we expose the corruption of Big Pharma. Our next speaker is Sean Hannity. We're not going to have that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to have Big Pharma Sean Hannity. We're just not going to have anybody from Fox News that refuses to share the truth. We are going to have the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Well, so how close, just out of curiosity, Clay, and you've done enough evaluation of this, how close is Tucker Carlson? Is he marginal? Is he right on? Is he out there? I mean, where is Clay Clark in your book? Or Clay Clark, where's Tucker in your book?
Tucker, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. You're asking for an opinion, so I'm just going to give it to you.
Sure.
Based upon facts, Tucker is what gives Fox the final remnant of credibility. Perhaps you don't agree with me, but, you know, it's like a basketball team. Remember back in the day when the Washington Wizards were just a terrible basketball team, but they had Michael Jordan? Remember that? And it was like, even though Michael Jordan wasn't what it used to be, he still was Michael Jordan, and he'd fill up that arena at the age of 38. He'd get about 22 points a game. And people would show up for the legend of Michael Jordan. Every once in a while, you get a glimmer of the truth, of the power of what Michael Jordan was like at his peak, you know, every once in a while. I feel like that's how Fox News is with Tucker. They need Tucker to remain relevant. So he's on the show, and I believe that he says, it's close to as what you're going to hear on the tour as any personality on Fox. But I feel like the last real personality on Fox that really shared the completely unfiltered truth was Lou Dobbs. And you saw what happened to Lou Dobbs. So I believe Tucker might be getting too big for Tucker Island on Fox. He may have to, because the truth is beginning to overwhelm Fox. Tucker may have to find a new platform soon.
He might. And see, the thing is you've had Laura Logan on your platform before as far as speakers at the Reawaken America Tour, especially San Antonio. And that's the one I've missed. I really wanted to come to. But the fact is that she lives very close to where I am. And, you know, we're trying to reach out to her to talk to her because what Fox did to her after she came out and just equated what her friends were saying. And I refer to him as Dr. Anthony Mengele all the time on the show. Of course, I don't have Fox News, you know, giving me a paycheck or as a contributing editor to Fox. I'm not even sure I'd be a good fit for that network anyway, the more I think about it. But our situation here with Reawaken America Tour, folks, it's powerful. Everything that's going on in the Carolina Opry in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I mean, there's 7 tickets left. And I mean, how many people are going to be actually in the auditorium?
Well, the seating capacity, I believe, is 2,500 people. You know, and then you have Patriot vendors. I mean, think about this. There are 3 practical benefits of attending the events. We have employers that show up at these events to hire employees that don't want to take the COVID-19 vaccines. So if you're an employee and you're going, I don't want to take a COVID-19 vaccine. I don't want to take RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside my body to keep a job. Well, guess what? There are non-Marxist deep state employers that show up at these events almost like a career fair. So we have that going on. Then we have media outlets that show up. We probably have, I think, 45 or 50 media outlets that are there. And then you have the speakers and their assistants and their wives or their friends or their coworkers or that kind of thing. So all in all, maybe about 3,500 people will descend upon South Carolina. And I'm telling you, this event is going to be on next level. You know that NBA player, NBA star, Jonathan Isaac, one of the few players that will not kneel for the playing of the American flag, that Jonathan Isaac, he won't bow down to Black Lives Matter. He's actually joining the Reawaken America Tour. He'll be speaking in Myrtle Beach on the same stage as you.
Wonderful. That'll be great to hear him. And this is the thing, folks, to be even in the audience of one of these things, and this is episode 13, that's right, you've done this so many different times across the country, and I mean, it just keeps going and going and going. It's like the Energizer Bunny that never runs out of battery life.
Well, I tell you what, you know, God calls us all for a certain season and a certain reason, and the question is, you know, will you answer the call? And I asked God out loud, I said, you know, God, how could you use my time, treasure, and talents to save this nation? And I wish there was a burning bush. I wish there was. I wish I'd have been funny to knock at the door, you know, Mr. Clay Clark, you have a message from God. I mean, I didn't get that, but I felt a call, and I know that all the speakers on the tour have that same call. Simone Gold, Thomas Renz, Kash Patel, Dr. Gold, Sean Foyt, the praise and worship leader, Amanda Grace, Roger Stone, yourself, Steve Maxwell, Leon Benjamin, Dr. Jane Ruby, Pastor Shane Vaughn, Jason Burmis, Nurse Erin Olszewski, Seth Holhouse, L.K., Rashid Batar, John Chambers, Chad Caton, Stella Manuel, Scott McKay, Patrick Byrne, Eric Naputi, Todd Coconato, Dr. Sherwood, Dr. Meehan, Julia Flynn. That's day two. That's just one day. I mean, it
is
next level.
That is amazing. See, you don't get. And this is the thing, folks. It's coming soon to a theater near you. I mean, you don't have to check newspaper for showtime. You just have to be able to go to thrivetimeshow.com or timetofreeamerica.com, and you have a complete pulse on how much Clay Clark has sacrificed and his wife has sacrificed their own lives and their own being and subjected themselves to lawsuits. Why? I am the faintest idea. If you've got nothing, they can't get anything. Everybody is coming there of their own volition to speak because they believe in what you're doing, sir. I mean, that's the only reason, because God is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us?
I will tell you, people are so excited to hear the truth. They're fired up to hear the truth. Even I did an interview with Al Jazeera the other day, and they were, for no reason, curious. I remember, I don't want to misconstrue the interview with Al Jazeera, but the summary was, you know, Mr. Clark, the vast majority of what you're talking about is labeled as a conspiracy theory. Why do you insist on exclusively focusing on topics that the mainstream media has already vetted and has debunked? That was basically the question. And I said, well, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, if you go there, you're going to see that in 2015, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. And to which the reporter's going, what? Oh, yeah, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. And, you know, in 2002, the CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with my favorite number and your favorite number, patent number 727-9327, 727-9327. And in 2008, the NIH began researching how to block out the God gene. Oh, and in 2010, they wrote the Rockefeller Plan, which called for quarantines, curfews, lockdowns on page 16. And the reporter's like, how do you know all this stuff? Listen to this. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Again, one more little 15-second sound clip. He was asked specifically, they said, what is COVID-19 really all about? I mean, what's the agenda of the Great Reset? And this is what he says.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being. Yeah, I think the future belongs to techno-religion.
Did you just hear this? He said the future belongs to techno-religions. He just promised people eternal life through technology. What are we talking about? We are talking about an absolutely godless individual that hates America as we know it. He is a godless Marxist communist hell-bent on implementing the Great Reset. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. And everybody has to pick a side today. Are you in line with the Great Reset? Do you like the idea of the Great Reset? Do you want to be turned into a hackable human? Do you want to lose your ability to buy and sell? Do you want to be told you can no longer eat meat? That's what Yuval Noah Harari wants you to do. Or do you believe in our God-given rights? You have to pick a side.
Well, you certainly do. And the thing is that I've been seeing all sorts of stuff that Sweden is doing right now, injecting the little piece of rice-looking chip into people's hands. I mean, we're getting closer and closer to a cashless society. And this is exactly what you're alluding to, Clay.
You know, wild thing about the chip in the hand. I want to play this little audio clip. This was from the news. This came out about 4 days ago, and this came out on in North Carolina, their nightly news. It was in Iowa. A lot of the mid-major markets began playing this. Listen to this. Listen to this news story here about the chips that go in your hand.
Trending today at 6:23, a British company has an idea that would let you ditch your wallet or purse and still be able to pay for things. Mm. But as you can imagine, not everyone's on board with this one.
And here's why. They're selling microchips to implant under your skin. The company WalletMore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand. And once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader. I would love this because I never know where my debit card is. It's usually in one of their wallets. So if I could put it right in my hand, I'd be happy about it.
Listen to that. How they're just trying to soft sell RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside your body in a chip that makes it possible for you to be unable to buy or sell without the technology in your body. It's insanity how they're trying to normalize the transhumanism agenda.
Oh, well, it's all a matter of convenience, Clay. I mean, come on. Everybody needs one of those, especially if you're an unbeliever, because that way they know where you are. And that's, you know, the amazing thing. Years ago, I remember hearing stories about a guy in the military that actually paid for his groceries by swiping his hand over the clerk's check, and the bag boy freaked out and ran. The guy that was bagging his grocery sub swipe his hand, and like literally he must have been plugged in. Something spooked him because that bag boy took off and left the groceries sitting right there on the checkout stand. So you know when people are paying attention and they're awake and the spirit motivates them, here's the thing. You like you just said, Clay, you got to pick a side. And that's the dynamic all about the Reawaken America tour. And this is one of the reasons why you have to watch it. If you can't go and you're not one of the lucky seven that are able to buy one of the tickets to go to the show, you've got to watch it streaming live. I'm going to be on at 11:15 in the morning Eastern time, which is 10:15 Central. So we're going to be talking about how the left wing media has destroyed America. This is all part of it. Social media is part of it. Cancel culture is part of it. And this stuff stems way back from into the 20s. When radio and television first started and propaganda came out, I mean, it snowballs. The whole thing has a snowball effect. And so we're going to be showing you some stuff on the screen there at the Carolina Opry about how this whole thing just unfolded, how they've made it work, how they fooled people, how they basically people just stopped believing in God. It's what we call the apostasy. Apostasis is the word that's right out of the text. And in addition to that, they fall away from God and then they start trusting the government for every little thing. That is not what Reawaken America Tour is all about. It's all about educating people in the spirit. We're not a religion at Reawaken America Tour. We're walking in spirit because religion to me is man's twist on spiritualism, and that doesn't work. It never works. God's word is like a hand in a glove. There's a purpose where he says it, why he says it, when he says it, how he says it, and to whom he says it. It's in the good book. That is just the way it is. That's what you hear at the Reawaken America Tour, right, Clayton?
Absolutely. I encourage everybody. I cannot encourage you with more enthusiasm, vivaciousness, alacrity, cheerfulness, whatever that is. I encourage everybody, I beg you, go to time2freeamerica.com/revelation. TimeToFreeAmerica.com/revelation. It costs you nothing, and it could save a life. It explains the entire Great Reset agenda. I'm telling you, so you say, well, Clay, where do you get this information? The speakers at these events drop knowledge bombs. I write them down and organize them at TimeToFreeAmerica.com/revelation.
Well, we appreciate that, Clay Clark. Thank you so much for joining us. We're at the break. And God bless you, sir, for everything that you're doing. We appreciate it, and God's got his hedge of protection around you right now. I just know it. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. We will be back after the break with more news and information and your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour for this last segment of news and open lines. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You know, hearing Clay in this last segment, man, I got just totally amped. Because I'm excited with the, you know, having the opportunity to be invited to speak on the same stage as Eric Trump, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Jane Ruby. I mean, the woman is just phenomenal, the stuff that she has done, including showing you videos where she is talking to an embalmer that cannot get fluid out of a dead person to put formaldehyde in them to embalm them because the blood is so thick. And they said, I don't know what to do. And I cut the guy open, to cut his leg open, and I dug a clot out of his leg, the size of his leg, the length of his leg. It went all the way down his iliac artery. I mean, who else but Dr. Jane Ruby and other people just like her, frontline doctors, could come up with stuff like this. I mean, it's just amazing. For people that are not in the know, this is very discouraging. And there's so many people in denial. A lot of the reason is because of our left-wing media, which is what I'm going to be talking about on stage in Myrtle Beach on Saturday, May 14th. This is the thing. It all is, there's a giant conglomerate of various individuals that have been placed in key places. And it's one of these things where when you see who the list of people are, and where they are, and how many outlets in the media they have infiltrated, it's going to totally blow your mind. I'm going to share that with the crowd in Myrtle Beach. You have to watch this streaming live. 844-769-2944, the number to call. Special counsel John Durham has revealed five witnesses who have connections to the Clinton campaign. Guess what they're doing? They're all pleading the fifth. They're not going to cooperate with his investigation. The motion he filed on April 15th, Durham revealed one of the unnamed individuals, researcher two, was given immunity in exchange for testimony, while at least five other witnesses who conducted work relating to the Russian Bank One allegations invoked or indicated their intent to invoke their right against self-incrimination. The names of those individuals were not provided in the filing, but they pertain to former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who was accused by Durham of lying to the FBI in 2016 when he met with their then general counsel, James Baker, and told him then candidate Donald Trump had a secret back channel with the Russian bank. Sussman has pleaded not guilty. His lawyers have said that Durham's investigation is politically motivated. I hate to say it, but here's the thing. When you come out and you slander somebody, which is one of the reasons why the Trump family filed lawsuits, Donald filed a lawsuit against all these people, the DNC, the Hillary Clinton, got a lawsuit going because you basically defamed his character. And see, Congress ought to be included in that, in my book, because they've done nothing but slam him and make jokes of his administration the entire time. And as I said, you know, I would have, if I were Donald Trump, I would have stayed off of Twitter. And I'll read a little bit of news off of Twitter because I see in Twitter's future the potential for a hostile takeover by Elon Musk. I mean, you've got all these Saudis that are connected to Twitter. If you see the list of Twitter investors, they're going to get screwed if Elon Musk buys them out. Their stock is going to be worth zero, according to the latest news story. But I'm going to save that for the end of our cast here. Here's another thing that's going on. The sixth bus with illegal immigrants just hit D.C. from the Texas border, courtesy of Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican. He said that he's got to do this because the Biden administration's mismanagement of illegal immigrants pouring in from Mexico. And in the meantime, what he did, because obviously the Biden administration is clueless when it comes to this stuff. Late Friday, he signed his fourth memorandum of understanding in 3 days with another Mexican governor as part of his commitment to secure Texas's shared border with Mexico. The signing came as a fourth bus transporting immigrants released by the Biden administration in Texas reached Washington. Abbott met Friday with the Tamaulipas Governor Francisco Garcia Cabeza de Vaca in Westlake, Texas. They signed a memorandum of understanding designed to prevent illegal immigration from Mexico to Texas and improve the flow of commercial traffic across the international bridge. The agreements were reached within a week of Abbott ordering enhanced inspections of commercial vehicles as part of the state's expanded border security, Operation Lone Star. You see, the inspections led to the major backlogs, protests by Mexican commercial truck drivers, because they got to get their goods to market too. And if we're stopping everybody and issuing 1,000 citations, well, that kind of irritates the Mexican governors. They're getting complained to by the Mexican truck drivers. And within a week, Governor Abbott had signatures and agreements from these governors. And it wasn't just the governor of Tamaulipas, or Tamaulipas, rather. This is also with three other governors in the state of in the country of Mexico. About the Texas sheriff is telling NBC News on the nightly news that Hidalgo County, this is Eddie Guerra, he's a Democrat sheriff down there. He urged the Biden administration to reconsider its decision to rescind Title 42. And why is that? I think pretty much everybody knows it's going to be a free-for-all when that thing gets fully rescinded and it's not in effect anymore. And so the Border Patrol basically told Sheriff Guerra to have his officers ready in case ports of entry are overwhelmed. And this means deputies dressed in their riot gear with their shields and helmets and batons to keep the crowd at bay. Folks, to me, if you're succumbing to an invasion and they're coming at your property, I mean, think of it like you are somebody on the border, like Samuel Hall, who we've talked to before with the Patriots and America's Militia. And they're down there running around and they're saying, hey, no, Abbott didn't put up any kind of, it's a 6-foot chain link fence. That's not a border wall. He said, they're cutting through it like butter. He said, this is a joke. And I said, so you guys can't open fire on these people? No. And I said, you can't open fire on the cartels when they open fire on you, not unless they're on our side of the river. And it's like, gee, that's like Nam. We had one hand tied behind your back. Same with Afghanistan. Same with Iraq. You know, there's always some politicism going on in the background. And to me, it just drives me crazy. Because anybody that comes through the Rio Grande Valley, you know, through the bus station into downtown McAllen, right? That's Hidalgo County down there. Officials here are worrying if the numbers get too big, it could overwhelm the bus station, the shelters leaving people with nowhere to go and sleeping in the street. Oh, it's going to get worse than that. Somebody's got to convince these people. I would say, you know, one of these, remember the high-powered speakers they were using in Pittsburgh? They should have those down at the border, and they should be barking all the way across the river and keeping these people up at night and speak in Spanish and every other kind of imaginable language you can and tell these people, look, here's what you face when you come into this country. Besides the opportunity to get on a bus and go to D.C. and you're going to get dropped off and God help you if somebody is actually there to greet you. But here's the other thing. You're going to have to figure out how to exist here because at some point in time, the money's going to run out. In November, the Republicans are going to take over the House and Senate. At least that's what they're saying. Now, if the election gets stolen, what are we going to do? Sit there and, you know, is that what we're going to do? You know, seriously, we need to have more poll watchers out there and state delegates. We need them out there. We need people to get involved to make sure this garbage doesn't happen. We cannot let this one-party system continue to exist. We have to vote for the person, not the party. When we start remembering, and everybody's going to go, Dave, you're absolutely wrong. If we don't vote one way or the other, the wrong people are going to get in power. We have to vote for the right people. You know, it's like we don't need Mitch anymore. And certainly after the comments that Kevin McCarthy has made as House minority, it's like, excuse me? You know, Kevin, what are you doing? You know, you're sounding like a rhino. You know, this is the sort of thing that we don't need in office. We don't need your likes here trying to get our country back in order. Because if the more of our public officials that capitulate to the Great Reset and the New World Order, the worse it's going to be for people in this country. And then you supply all of these people across the border, migrants who don't care, criminals, the gotaways. I mean, 500,000 gotaways, seriously? How many of those are actually terrorists that are here to do us harm? You remember Salt, the movie Salt, Day X? You know, how many of them are just waiting for a signal? Sleeper cells waiting for a signal so they can go do the dirty, set off dirty bombs and all sorts of other stuff, commit cyber attacks as well as physical attacks, much like the Boston Marathon bombing. Another serious April 19th reflection, since that's the day they arrested the bomber. And then you've got people deciding, well, maybe we need to switch parties. Several prominent business executives are trying to convince Joe Manchin to defect to the Republican Party and mount a presidential campaign against Biden. Believe it or not, Wall Street vet Nelson Peltz hosted a $5,000 plate fundraiser for Manchin at the billionaire's sprawling Florida state last month, where several top execs said they privately hoped the conservative Democrat would switch parties and run against Biden in the 2024 elections. That is, if Biden lives long enough. You have to understand, dementia, like Alzheimer's, eventually kills. People die of this stuff. And, you know, the further downhill he goes, he won't even be able to read a teleprompter, folks. That's just the way it is. I've seen dementia firsthand. My mom had it. Did she die of it? Yes, it was one of the underlying causes. Definitely not COVID. That's for sure. And the reason I know it wasn't COVID is because, well, let's put it this way. I had her doctor in a sling. And I said, if it shows up on her death certificate, guess what? You're in trouble. I'm going to have your license. And so it didn't. And mom was living with us. We were taking care of her. We were her caregivers. And so we've seen how dementia works in a person and how it deteriorates. We know these things, folks, personally, firsthand knowledge. It's a very terrible, debilitating disease. And the person you live with, if you're lucky, they'll remember you until they take their last breath. The unfortunate thing would be that they would not remember you. And believe you me, when they have dementia or Alzheimer's, no filter. That means they're going to sound like they have Tourette's syndrome. And they're going to say things they don't mean. And things get ugly. They don't want to be touched. I mean, all sorts of things. Sometimes they like touch. Other times it's just like a complete Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, it's crazy dealing with a condition like this. So we're going to see what happens. House Minority Leader, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called on Manchin to switch over. Believe it or not, he would be a lot more comfortable on our side. Yeah, okay, Homer Simpson. Yeah, he'd like to hope there are still Democrats that feel like I do. I'm socially, fiscally responsible, according to what Manchin told West Virginia Radio, according to CNN. Notice that CNN is the one that cares about this. If there's no Democrats like that, they'll have to push me wherever they want me. Oh, really? Manchin's become a thorn in Biden's side due to his opposition to the president's Build Back Better Act. He referred to it as dead. He was not going to support a $2 trillion bill anytime soon. You know, it's a real sad state of affairs when you have your own party defecting because they know stuff is going to hit the fan. Right, Chance, in West Virginia?
Yes, Dave, I had to call you because, like yourself, I dealt with dementia firsthand with my daddy. And
oh,
it's a progressive... Yeah, well, this was back in 2005. It's a progressive disease. It doesn't get any better. That's why I can't understand how the nitwit could act normal one day and then look like a total dimwit the next. It doesn't fit the pattern of Alzheimer's or dementia.
Well, that's, I know, it's debatable. You know, when he starts slurring his words, it sounds like somebody that's had a stroke, and actually we've confirmed the fact he's had a stroke. And so you start getting aphasia where you can't pronounce words, you can't complete a sentence. It makes me also wonder whether Harris isn't, have a case of aphasia as well, because she can't complete a sentence without laughing. And so, you know, I gotta wonder, you know, this is one of the things. Every time she's talking to somebody, she starts laughing. I don't get it. No right-thinking attorney would do that in court in front of a judge, yet she can stand there in front of the entire United States of America and start laughing like this whole thing is just a joke, like her whole government is a joke. And this is one of the reasons why Republicans, once they get into power in November, they're considering term limits for committee chairmen and ranking members. And I got a list of them all, Chance. You ready for this? Maxine Waters, Benny Thompson, Frank Pallone, Adam Smith, Nydia Velasquez, Jerry Nadler, Richie Neal, all of them are on the chopping block. Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, all of them. Literally, they're going to kick Democrats out of key positions and put them back in their own place if they take the majority. This is one of the reasons why we, the people, including yourself, Chance, can't let them get away with stealing another election.
And I noticed, Dave, you mentioned Manchin from my state here of West Virginia.
Of course.
You know, I can't figure him out. He voted against that $1 trillion spending bill, which I applauded him for. But then he turned around and he praised that Supreme Court appointee whose mama must have got her name from the book of silly baby names. I can't recall her. What is it? Katanji, whatever it is.
Yeah, Katanji, Jackson. Yeah, Brown Jackson, yeah.
I can't understand how he supported her nomination. I mean, these politicians, I mean, I'm to the point where I don't trust any of them. They flip-flop from day to day, and I wonder if they do this just to gain your confidence and then turn and stab you in the back. I don't know what to make of them, and this is my only governor here.
Yeah, well, see, and that's the thing, Chance. This is exactly what politicians do, promise one thing and do just the opposite, because once they get in there, they're corruptible going in, and then after they get corrupted and they get honoraria and they build up this nice big war chest and get these nice big bank accounts and trust accounts with all this money in them, I mean, literally, and then, you know, if they're unfortunate enough to get on the Lolita Express and get videotaped having sex with a minor, then deep state is blackmailing them and making them do whatever they want, which makes me wonder about Hair Sniffer Joe and why he's toeing the line.
Well, like I said, Manchin, I don't know what to think. Like I said, I applauded him when he voted against that $1 trillion spending nonsense bill. And then he turns around and he supports this, whatever her name is. I mean, it's just all mind-blowing. I don't know where I stand with anybody anymore, really. Okay, well, Dave, thank you for taking my call now. Have a blessed day.
You too. You have a blessed day too, Chance. We appreciate you. And thanks for calling. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you still have something you want to interject, 844-769-2944. How come you're not on speed dial? That's what I want to know. And, you know, we're being listened to on radio stations all across the country, including Kansas City, KCXL. We appreciate you as well. President Joe Biden, that's what they are calling all these people. He has a chief pollster, believe it or not. Yeah, whether he's the legitimate president or not, to me, he's an a-hole. But anyway, chief pollster John Anzalone warned Democrats about major electoral problems going into the 2022 midterms in an interview released last Friday. He believes that they can still avoid major losses. He worked on Clinton's presidential campaign. He previously warned about Biden's low approval rating overall and among Hispanic voters in particular. You know what? You can fool some of the people some of the time. You remember that one? Yeah, I think it's coming back to bite him. Voters are very much in touch with the old saying, what have you done for me lately? It's what I call WIIFM, what's in it for me? It's not a radio station, folks. It's an acronym. And that's kind of the funny thing. What's in it for me? Everybody wants to know. Me. We're always in that me first thing. We shouldn't be. You know, if we're a child of God, which we all should be, but some of us are not, we got 220 million people that trusted the government instead of God and went out and got the jab more than once. There is going to come back to bite them in the keister. They are not going to be happy. Their future is going to be dismal. And literally, this is what Anzalone said, and I quote, voters are very much in what have you done for me lately. They always are, and they don't feel Democrats can get their shit together and get things done. This is an actual quote from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign pollster. And he's basically saying, if we're going to do something, a skinny BBB or whatever, health insurance costs, prescription drug costs, elderly care, child care, it's a big deal. It's going to give Democrats a competitive edge on what they're doing for working families. You know what? Democrats don't care. They don't care. And most Republicans, the rhinos, the closer we get to election time, watch how the rhinos come out to play. Seriously, you're going to see it. This is all part of the media scam to destroy America. And we're talking about social media. We're talking about censorship, cancel culture. This all has to do with the destruction of America. Way back when, you went on to CBS News and you heard Walter Cronkite. Cronkite, Concrete, Walter Concrete. I used to call him Concrete. Anyway, you thought you could trust this guy. He worked for CBS. Is CBS mainstream? Yes, they are. Is half of what he said right, or is it partially right? Was it all right? You know, a lot of Americans trusted him like they trusted Huntley Brinkley. I mean, now I'm dating myself. You know, because I used to watch these guys when I was a kid. You know, remember Frank Reynolds, the late Frank Reynolds with ABC News? I mean, they were all supposedly the good guys. And then the closer we got to Brokaw and Jennings and everybody else of late, well, you're going to find out just how plugged in when you watch the streaming live event and we talk about everybody involved in the major think tanks being involved in censorship of the media. And by the way, those of you who have used the term Operation Mockingbird, you better go look that up before you go telling your friends that everything that's going on in the media right now with this magpie behavior, especially with COVID, everything that's happened the last 2 years had absolutely zero to do with Operation Mockingbird. That's something that QAnon spewed out and made stick. So you got to understand about the propaganda. That is not like COINTELPRO was not the same. We talked about that recently on the show. This thing is, Mockingbird is not what you think. That was a 1970s operation. That was a 1970s agenda, and there were specific targets. All right, so it's got nothing to do with what's going on now. If the CIA is behind all of it, they're not supposed to be. When Trump was in office, he had a chance to drain the swamp. Remember all those promises? How can one individual drain the swamp? Literally, he would have to veto every single budget proposal and allow the government to shut down, and he'd literally have to start firing people all in the executive branch and taking out that leg of the government to where there's only bare bones people. He'd have to sit down, interview, run lie detector tests, and vet everybody that's in office, whether they're good, whether they're bad, whether they're on his side, whether they're pathological liars. All of this had to happen, and it could have happened during the Trump administration, but did it? No, it didn't. America's already great. America is not a democracy in my book. America is a republic. This is what Ben Franklin told the lady when she said, "What kind of government have you wrought for us?" Yet you hear Nancy Pelosi, you know, the Michael Jackson wannabe with a bad makeup day. You know, that Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, the one that gets up there and keeps saying, "Democracy, democracy." You just want to shove a sock in it. This is a thing that irritates me. You know, I got to have some more of that magnesium. That's stressing me out here. When you start listening to that gas bag, her and AOC and everybody else talking about democracy, you know, see, they're leading us down the slippery slope, folks, because democracies never work. They always end up in utter hell, in utter mayhem. It's just the way it is. And so, you know, when you have one party attacking another party, like the House Republicans demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the one that looks like a stork with his head in the sand, produce key immigration enforcement data they argue is being hidden from the public. You know, here's the thing. And it's Chip Roy from Texas co-signing with 19 other Republican lawmakers arguing that delayed data for fiscal year 2021 from ICE showing significant decrease. Cases and arrests are only a limited and inadequate look into the agency's enforcement and removal actions. They want Mayorkas gone. You know, they have every opportunity to do this, but they won't. If government is not functioning, it's because the people in power don't want it to function. Part of the problem with we the people is they expect the government to do things for them that government wasn't designed to do, and this is why we have a problem now. Because 220 million of you out there took more than one jab because you trusted what the government said. You let them put you into a state of fear. You let them use the left-wing media to scare the hell out of you. And then you went out and did something stupid and got nanotechnology injected under the skin. And then you got Peppermint Patty, the press secretary. Anti-groomer law makes me completely crazy. Yeah, Jen Psaki broke down in tears over anti-grooming laws in an interview with podcaster Jessica Yellen on Tuesday. Well, look at who she's talking to, folks. And then you got this moron over at MSDNC, Nicole, over there sitting there, Republican congressmen are a threat to our national security. Really? You know, see, this is part of it. This is what people want you to watch the rope-a-dope. This is why I would love it I would absolutely love it if Musk would just buy Twitter and just shut it down. That's right. The tech mogul says if his Twitter takeover attempt is successful, the company's board of directors is going to go from being paid millions per year to zero. Board salary will be zero if my bid succeeds. That's less than $3 million a year saved right there, Musk said in a tweet. He claimed the interests of Twitter's board members are not in line with those of the company's shareholders. Board members currently get around $2.9 million in cash and stock awards, according to an SEC filing. Did you know? That could explain a lot, according to future fund managing partner Gary Black, who argued Twitter board members' interests aren't aligned with shareholders. It's obvious if Musk doesn't manage to take Twitter private, the company's board members don't have any jobs anymore. That could explain a lot, apparently referring to efforts of Twitter's board to block Musk's hostile takeover attempt with a poison pill. There you have it. Tesla vehicles, by the way, continued to be associated with accidents, fires, high costs, high levels of harmful radiation emissions, investigations, mechanical issues, lawsuits, recalls, other various criticisms. Recently, the company issued another recall. 600,000 Teslas recalled for federal standards violations. And the Biden administration, that lame-o idiot, wants you to go out and have an electric car. Same with the state of Washington. You've got 8 years to get an electric car. Really? This is nuts, folks. All of this news and more on your email blast here at the Power Hour. I just got mine in my inbox. What about you? Time to sit down, take a good look at the news, and decipher for yourself what's the truth and what is not. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.